I'm gonna hook us on.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Farad?
Yes, you is. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, giving you a call back just as an update to the app issue, the situation that you guys reported. So it's
uh-huh.
a phone number that you would need to use to log into the account that it's going to recognize all your stats and information. You would have to uninstall, like delete the app, and then once you reinstall it, use the phone number ending in 4583 for it to recognize your actual account.
Is this George?
This is George, yes.
Yes, George, I did that.
For some odd reason, it shows on our end that the one that's being used is 1230. Let me see where that is. 1 second.
1230 is my number, baby.
I know, but when I logged into the app, with that number, it kept taking me, it was like a loop-de-loop. Remember, that's how come I kept asking you to give me the code. And then when I did put in the number ending in 1230, it said that this is not a recognized number.
All right, so the phone number that's currently being used is the 4583 one, right?
Correct. But when I put it in, it asked me for the code. I would put the code in and hit next, and then it would loop me all the way back to...
You're saying you don't have a code.
The buttons that, you know, allow the app permission to do this, to do that, those three buttons, and then next, and then it came to a code. And so we got like three or four codes back to back. And I said, wait a minute, you know, maybe I misunderstood. And when I put in the phone number ended in 1230, the app said it didn't recognize it. Now, my husband and I aren't together right now, but he's got the business phone, of course. I don't know, baby. Do you think that we can connect like in the next couple hours or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. George, baby, how soon do you think we can connect?
What time are you going to sleep?
I want to get this done. I'm ready to move on. Go ahead.
What you say? Like, let's say 4 o'clock?
No, like, I'm awake, so I want to get it done. Like,
okay.
Mr. George, can you call us back like in an hour?
I'll be there about that time.
Okay, you'll be home in an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. George, is that possible for you to call in an hour or?
But do you mind me asking why the purpose of the call?
Yeah, the purpose of the call is because I want to confirm what number I'm actually entering after I download the app, because you're actually telling us today to do what we did yesterday.
Yes.
On our end, it shows that the phone number that's logged into the app is the one ending in 1230. So, Kimberly, what needs to be done is, of course, what you just said, right? Make sure that the correct phone number that's logged in is 4583. Not just, of course, enter the phone number, but the phone that actually holds that number. That's where the app needs to be.
And that's what we did,
because that's what started all of this. On my phone, I was getting everything. I was getting everything. So when I opened up the analytics, all the numbers were there. But that's when we realized that we could only have the app on one phone. So I was instructed to to uninstall my app, to uninstall Ms. Farad's app, and then to reinstall his app. When I reinstalled his app, I used the number, which the work number, not the 1230, but I used the work number, and that was the number that gave me, kept giving me the loop, and it would never let me.
When downloading the app again, it's not just right, just simply downloading it, but it's downloading on the correct phone that has the number 4583. Is that what you did?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you downloaded the app on the phone that has number 4583, and you used the number 4583 on top of that, right?
Correct.
Right.
All right, for some odd reason, our end, it shows the record that's the one that's logged in is 1230, but we'll take your word for it. I'll call you back in an
1230.
Hour.
Hold on. 1230 is my business. It's my phone. I got two phones. I got the 4, the 335, 75, 85, and I got 443-226-1230. Everything is that 1230 is not my business phone. That's my personal phone. The 335 is the business phone.
Okay, good. So I'll call you guys back in an hour, and we'll follow up from there.
Thank you.
For sure. Have a good one.
Yeah, I'm on my way now. It's not gonna take me an hour to get there, though. It's gonna take me like half an hour, 20 minutes.
Okay, great. I'll be there when you get there. Okay, bye.
Would you like me to?
What'd you say, buddy?
30 minutes instead, or an
yeah,
hour?
Like 30 minutes. Yeah, not an hour. 30 minutes.
So 30 minutes, not an hour.
Right, 30 minutes. Yes.
All right, I'll call you back in 30.
Well, we can get this resolved, but we want to keep blowing y'all up, because this is like getting ridiculous. Like, you know what I mean? We just want to get this over with, so we can start making some money and start working. So, a half an hour. Boom.
All right, we'll talk later. Have a good one.
All right, you too, buddy.
All right. I see you. I see you when you get there, babe.
All right.